Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. It's Monday morning, and thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show for your granddaddy, your best friend. Yeah, best friend, I really appreciate you and all that you do to help us with making this show successful. Well, it's Monday morning. This is Baba Jahi, and you're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. Hope you had a great and fantastic weekend and ready to get your business off and running and moving and grooving and all of the good things that you're praying for and seeking for to develop in your business. I'm going to share some information with you this morning, share some information with you about, again, why it's important to get a coach. Make sure you have a coach, accountability partner, someone that helps you with what it is that you're working on. Because they'll help you be able to see things at times that you're not able to see. So it's so very, very important, you know, to, and then also to have a group of people that you discuss with business about on a regular basis. And that's so important. And really, you say, well, you know, I can do this all by myself. No. Business is a team sport. Just like football, one player cannot win the game all by themselves. And you can have one player that can contribute a lot, but they still need the other 10 players. Because if you have one player going against 11, they're going to lose every time. I don't care how good they are. They just aren't that good. The same in basketball. It's a team sport. You might have a Michael Jordan, but what made Michael successful was he had a supporting cast. He couldn't go out there and play five guys by himself. He would lose every time. So, you know, the thing is the same with business. Don't try to do it all by yourself. And that leads to, you know, this point right here that I really want you to understand, that 95% of all human problems stem from a negative mind. See, 95% of all problems we see stem from a negative mind. That's why the book Success Through Positive Mental Attitude is so, so important in understanding the PMA and NMA. 95% of all human problems stem from a negative mind. This figure includes such traits as domestic discord, business failure, bad memory, unhappiness, worry, discomfort. But you know the good thing is you can do something about it. And you can do something about it while you sleep. You probably say, okay, where are you going with this morning? Well, it's important to understand you are a mind with a body attached, not a body with a mind attached. And break that down. See, we have a body, but in it we have the most magnificent computer there is, our mind. Better than any computer out here, our mind. And we understand that we are a body with a mind, our mind. Realize this and you're on your way to self-mastery. This is the new and best approach to the conscious mind, to other levels that never sleeps. It's the creative mind. What you will discover is priceless. You can sign up for a coaching session and learn how to use this deepest thinking part of you while you sleep to get whatever you want out of life. Money, personal influence, love, respect, admiration, whatever it is that you desire. See, why not learn how to use the creative mind? See, at will, you can direct your creative mind to assist you in solving problems, making the right decisions, and creating ways and means of great achievement overnight. With this technique, you can sleep on it and awake in the morning with answers so clear-cut you will be amazed. During this coaching session, you will discover 6 exercises that develop your latent creative powers into a mental powerhouse. 5 ways to make your creative mind work for you. formula for building a success consciousness that will lead you to success in any direction and double your income. How to develop your powers of concentration. How to accentuate the positive and gain a magnetic personality. How to go on a mental diet to gain radiant mental and physical health and feel younger than you years are, even at age 70. See, we have to learn how to use our mind and then also through things that we eat so that we can maintain a radiant and physical health and feel younger than we do at one age than we did at another age. Hey, if you're interested in signing up for a coaching session that can help you tap into the creative mind, make sure you give us a call at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. You can text us at 252-406-0774 and sign up for that coaching session so you can learn how to tap into your creative mind. Remember, see, the creative mind works all the time. The conscious mind works while we're asleep. The conscious mind is our intellect, as we think. You know, the creative mind takes care of, you know, our heart, our brain, our nervous system, pumps blood, makes sure the blood gets pumped through our body, goes to the right places. You know, it takes care of the involuntary functions of the body. It does a magnificent job doing that. We consider how some of us abuse our bodies. You know, we abuse our body, and the creative mind finds a way to fight that abuse, you know, as much as it can. You know, we abuse the body too much, though. You know what happens? Sickness, ill health, premature death. So you definitely want to know how to use that creative mind and attract your greatest desires. You know, you want to make sure you know how to do that. You know, you want to prepare yourself for a wonderful experience, whatever you want out of life. You know, hey, we can help you through a coaching session and make it come true. The way to get rich is universal. And when I talk about rich, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about, you know, rich in experiences, you know, rich in relationships. See, because you have some people that are wealthy, but they're not happy. So they're not totally, truly rich. They just have things. And they worship those things, and some people do anything to get those things. Well, we want to, you know, do the right thing to get acquired things. And that for some of you, you know, you might not be about acquiring things. It might just be about being happy. And, you know, you might decide you want to, you know, live in a remote area and be in tune with nature and be able to sustain yourself and be able to do that and just enjoy life. So, you know, rich can mean a variety of different things to people, but the most important thing is, you know, is really is being happy and rejoicing and basically enjoying life, you know. And see, so the important thing that you have to really learn and what, you know, really get people to focus on. Peter says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's from the Bible. And also from the book, As a Man Thinketh, by Robert Allen. He talks about we think in secret, which we do, and we bring forth 1,000 joys or 1,000 ills. The environment is nothing but our looking glass. We be about what we think about. Or another way of saying it, we bring about what we think about. You heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, check out this other one. You are what you think. If you think something bad, you're going to experience something bad. Some people say that sounds like hocus pocus. No, it's focus, focus. You think good, and you can manifest good. See, we manifest what we think about. So it's very important that we really focus on that thinking process of making sure that we're thinking good things. And I know sometimes that's hard to do all day long because there's so much negativity, as I started off. 95% of the world is negative. 95% of the world is negative. You know, and where it hurts the most is when the negativity is from family members or people that are close to you. See, that's why you have to draw some boundaries. You have to, if you can't work out a way that family members are going to be positive, then you need to set some limitations and boundaries to your interaction with them because they're going to keep you in a state of depression. That's not good. That's not healthy. And you need to let them know. You know, ultimately, you have to really let them know that they depress you. And it's going to hurt their feelings, and this is going to make them upset. Some might change. You know, you pray for them to change. Some might change, but if anything, some of them, they're going to get even angrier and make you more depressed. So, you know, you have to set limitations to how you interact with them. You love them, but they're not yours anyway. And that's another deep thought, you know what I mean? I always refer to family members as biological associates. Whether we become spiritual associates, that's up to how the relationship goes. Other than that, hey, we're just on the same biological tree. And some of us are very, very different. And you want to share with them, you know, things that you see. And you want to respect things that they see also. But if all they can share with me is something negative, I don't want that. And I let them know. You have to let them know. You let them know directly by telling them, or you let them know indirectly by setting boundaries and avoiding them. You know, so, you know, because you're talking about your happiness. You're talking about your level of success that you want to achieve. And, you know, I wish you could just take a magic wand and wave it. And take everybody with you. Most of the things that we want to accomplish, you know, we usually end up accomplishing those things without family members. And it's sad because, you know, you're building a business, and if you dream big, like we do over here in our business, and you have, you know, what some people call lofty expectations, you'd want to take your family with you. You'd want them to be able to enjoy what you envision and what you enjoy. And you see a way in which they could benefit and be happy too. But right now they don't want to be happy. They're miserable doing what they do because they chose to be miserable. It's just like a mental exercise. Reducing your TV time. Why? Because the news is so depressing. You'll have family members that's all they do. Watch TV all the time. Wake up, cut it on. Some people don't even cut it off when they go to bed at night. I had one friend, he said, you know, no, don't cut TV off. I sleep with it on. Why? And then you wonder why your life is the way it is. All of them crazy messages going to your creative mind. Because remember, your creative mind never goes to sleep. It's awoke. So you got the television on. Even though you think you're concentrating on something else, your creative mind is picking up the message that's on there. So you definitely, definitely, you know, want to find better ways to feed your creative mind information so that your creative mind can do this job and help you have a rich and successful life. Hey, you're listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call at 252-406-0774 after the show and let us know what you think about the show and the content. Sign up for a complimentary coaching session and let us help you with your path to success in your business, and we'd be more than happy to do that and see if we have a match or so, then we can look at how to do some long-term coaching and success planning with you to take your business to the level that you wish to take it to. and you should be focusing on, and then again, you know, I don't really like throwing goals out there for people, but you should be focusing on how to build your business to a level of success that is never seen before in this world, all for the glory of God. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for God and the universe. See, because when you help others, you in turn will get the help you need for the things that you want. So make sure you're focusing on helping others. All right. Getting into the second half of our show here. In the second half of our show, we want to give you some things that can help you with a success quotation analysis, you know, how to analyze yourself. And one of the first areas you need to analyze yourself is your definiteness of purpose. And what you do is you have a pen and a piece of paper and write these questions down. You always can come back and listen to this show over again. If I talk a little fast, you don't get to write them down. You know, this is the first area. We'll be going through a couple areas today and then a couple areas tomorrow, you know, throughout the week. We'll probably have to break this up into five parts so that we can make sure that you get it. Well, the first area that you need to analyze yourself in is definiteness of purpose. And the first question, have you decided upon a definite major goal in life, yes or no? See, have you decided upon a definite major goal in life, yes or no? You need to have a goal, a major goal. What is it that you want? Why are you doing what you're doing? What is the purpose of your business? What is the purpose of your life? How does your business intertwine with your life? You have a definite major goal in your life, a major goal, not a minor goal, a major goal. You can't just say, I want to make a lot of money. It has to be definite. If it's $1 million, then $1 million. If it's $1 billion, $1 billion. But then, you know, but it has to be definite. If you're using a monetary figure, if it's a house that you want, or a certain kind of lifestyle that you want, or to be able to give, you know, to a cause that, you know, that you want. You need to decide what is your definite major goal in life. Number two, have you set a time limit for reaching that goal? Yes or no? See, you have to set a time limit. The mind works on finite time. What is your time limit? See, you have to have a time limit. Do you have specific plans for achieving your goal in life? What are your plans? How are you going to make this happen? Now, we say pray, and that's important. You know, you just can't wish upon a star and hope that it's going to happen. And then we say pray and have faith. And you know the other part. Faith without works is dead. So you pray, you have your faith, but you got to have a working plan. What is it that you're working on? And if you first don't succeed, you try again. You alter your plans. But you have to have a plan. You just can't say, I'm going to achieve such and such. I don't know. No, we don't know the final answer. But you have to have a plan so you can have a way of measuring what you're doing, and that'll let you know if you're getting to where you want to be, and at the same time gives you a means for adjusting your plans. So you have to have a plan. Next question. Have you determined what definite benefits your goal in life will bring you? See, your goal that you want, what are the benefits in it for you, and then what are the benefits in it for others? Because remember, as we said on one of our previous shows, you must become a problem solver, your business owner. As a business owner, you must become a problem solver. What problems are you solving? The bigger the problems you solve, the bigger your business will be. So, when you look at this thing about definite benefits, what benefits are in it for you in terms of you achieving your goals, and what benefits are out there for humankind? How will others benefit from what you do? Because that's what this thing is about. Remember, I said at the top of the show, business is about teamwork. It's a team sport. You can't do it alone. See? So that's why I tell people that do not have a pleasing personality, you might want to reconsider being in business for yourself. If you're the kind of person that's snobbish, like to curse people out, boss people around, you're not going to be that successful in business. You have to have a pleasing personality. You have to find a way to get along with people. That just goes with the course. So it's important that you understand that. Okay. Do this next set of questions, and we'll save another group for tomorrow. The next set of questions is about positive mental attitude. Very, very important. Do you know what is meant by a positive mental attitude? You got to break it down. Do you know what is meant by a positive mental attitude? You got to understand this PMA, positive mental attitude. Again, it started off the top of the show. It said 95% of all human problems stem from a negative mental attitude. Yeah, there's going to be things that upset us. We got to find to move positive through that. There's things that's going to upset us, and we have to find a way to move positive through that. So you just understand how and what is meant by positive mental attitude. Next, do you control your mental attitude? Ooh, that's a big one right there. See? Do you control your mental attitude? Do you catch yourself when something upsets you? Control that mental attitude. See? Learning to let go. That's a hard piece for a lot of us. Learning how to let something go. Not dwell on it. Because it'll depress you and take you down. And when you're depressed, you don't really feel like doing what you know you need to do to make your business successful. You have to find ways to conquer depression so that you do not make, you know, bad choices and things like that. And so, you know, to keep that positive mental attitude. Okay, next. Do you know the only thing over which anyone has complete power or control? That's your attitude. Do you understand that? Do you know it's the only thing over which you have complete power or control? Your attitude, your thoughts. That's why you want to make sure that creative mind doesn't get polluted with negative things that, you know, sometimes, you know, you sit and you say, you think of something and you say, hey, where'd that come from? Well, it came from something that you unconsciously picked up on. That's why we got to be very, very careful of what we take in and how we process it. Because the only thing we have complete control over is our thoughts. Thoughts are very powerful things, and indeed be powerful when mixed with definite purpose and decision and not procrastination. And with faith, you can get a lot done. You can move a lot. Do you know how to detect a negative mental attitude in yourself and others? Very important question. Do you know how to detect a negative mental attitude in yourself and others? And again, these questions you should be answering yes or no on a piece of paper. And at the end of the week, I'm going to tell you how to add your score up, see where you fit in to the scheme of things in terms of, and this is from Success with Positive Mental Attitude. If you have the book, you can you know, go through it ahead of time. But for those of you that do not have the book, you can sign for one of our free complimentary coaching sessions, and you can choose from our category of e-books and receive some of these powerful books for free without having to, you know, buy them if you just want to be able to receive the e-book. We have a powerful e-book library. And last question, do you know how to make a positive mental attitude a habit? Yes or no? Do you know how to make a positive mental attitude a habit? And if, you know, these questions have you pondering, hey, then, you know, give us a call or text us at 252-406-0774. Sign up for a free complimentary coaching session, and we can help you with how to maintain a positive mental attitude. PMA, Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. Again, you know, we offer complimentary coaching sessions, and when we do the complimentary coaching session, then, you know, see if we have a match, and, you know, be able to work with you and help you work towards the success that you wish for. Well, that brings us about to a close for today's show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in and taking time out of your morning to join us for our Drive Time Morning Show. We work from home. This has been Baba Jahi, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this show. And we're going to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. And, hey, it is your time also.